Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone.
You know, we've talked about eccentric, quirky things, topics. Kind of got into that. Shall we do one more episode about it?
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing as well. As you know, I come from London, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the unusual museums of London. So, I know that you've lived in London for some time. What museums did you go to?
Oh, I go to the British Museum and also the National Gallery. There's some amazing exhibition going on.
You probably haven't actually been to some of these museums then.
What museums?
The first one is the Old Operating Theatre.
Old Operating Theatre? Is it like a theatre for shows, plays?
No, it's an operating theatre. It's where operations, surgery used to take place.
Ah, so hospital?
Kind of, yes. Kind of not.There's a church in South London called St. Thomas's. St. Thomas's Hospital is still there. It's a very famous hospital. And this old operating theatre was in the attic of the church. So you would have the operating table in the centre, and all around it, you would have seating for students and also paying visitors.
Hang on a minute. I know for a fact that when students are learning...If it's a teaching hospital, even nowadays, they are allowed to watch some more experienced surgeons operating. But paying customers?
Yes.
So, by that logic, if I paid for the ticket price, I could go in and watch people getting operated on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
This whole operating theatre was forgotten about.And they only found it again in the 1950s. And it was completely intact. Someone basically just boarded it up, closed the door, covered it up, and left it.
Please don't tell me they still could see the blood on the table.
No, no, but there was still some of the equipment inside.
Wow. Is that why in English these 手术室 are called operating theatres?
Yes, because people would go to watch...
Students go to watch to learn, and people like other paying customers just went there for fun?
Pretty much.
Okay, definitely eccentric.
Okay, the next museum I'd like to talk about is the Clink Prison Museum.
The Clink Prison. Is Clink the name?
The Clink is the name, and the museum is close to what used to be one of the most infamous prisons in British history.
Is it because the most notorious criminals were held there?
No, it was notorious because it was one of the worst prisons. Most people were in prison there for debt.
Debt, like they owed money?
Yeah.
Okay, not huge crimes.
No, but it was quite a common crime. Back then, if you were in debt and you couldn't pay it back, then you were put into prison. And this place was so...notoriously bad and filthy and horrible that it's now actually part of British slang. To say to be thrown in the clink actually means to go to prison.
Because it was so bad, now it's part of the language.
Yes. The reason for that was the jailers weren't paid very well, so prisoners had to pay for their own food, their own heating, their own clothes.
It's got to be like the worst hotel...You stay in.
Pretty much. You know, if you were poor, then there's not much you could do. You'd probably die. If you were quite rich, you could even pay to have lighter chains or no chains.
So it's also very corrupted.
Very, very corrupt. And it was very sadistic. Lots of prisoners were often whipped as a punishment.
Or probably just for the fun of the jailers.
And the people that went to go and watch. Same as the operating theatre.
Actually, there's one thing that I always find quite funny in English. It's you have jail, you have prison. They are both places that hold people, right? But prisoner means the people being held.
Yeah.
Jailer means the ones that are watching the jails.
That's true. That's correct.
And it's not still a prison.
No. The actual original prison was burnt down in a riot in the 1780s.
To be expected.
Yeah. But this museum is actually quite recent. But you can go in and see how prisoners were kept, the conditions that they were put in. It's a really interesting, quite gruesome museum.
But those type of museums and attractions are getting quite popular, the gruesome ones.
Oh, yeah.
比较猎奇,像暗黑像的这种。
Yeah. For example, you have the London Dungeon as well, which is quite similar.
I've been to the London Dungeon. All right. And can we have a slightly more lighthearted, because operating theater... people open and then the jail.
Okay, let's go to something a little bit nicer. Let's talk about the Museum of Childhood.
Museum of Childhood. Never heard of that.
Well, it's actually part of the more famous Victoria and Albert Museum. But this museum is dedicated to everything related to childhood. Clothes, pictures, and especially toys.
So it's kind of like a childhood memory, like the best memories of childhood, that sort of thing.
Yep. It has thousands of dolls and over 1,000 action figures.
Sounds like a very nice place.
But that's not the best bit. It's free to visit.
Okay.
But for only £40, you can stay overnight in the museum and play games.
Well, you can play with the toys.
You can play with some of the toys, not the really expensive, rare ones.
That must be a dream come true for a lot of kids.
And also adults as well. A lot of adults would go there.
To go back to your childhood and just have one night real fun.
Yeah.
Without worrying about the reality.
Exactly. I thought after that we can finish off by talking about a museum that I know you definitely have been to. The Sherlock Holmes Museum.
Oh, you know I have. We've talked about Sherlock Holmes before. I'm a huge, huge Sherlock Holmes fan.
Yeah.
I've been to that museum actually more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that is definitely an eccentric museum because if you think about it, Sherlock Holmes is a fictional character.
Yep.
They made a museum about someone who's essentially never existed.
Exactly. It's probably the only museum in the world dedicated to someone who doesn't actually exist. It's also one of the newest museums. It only opened in 1990. And as you know, it's designed to look like Sherlock Holmes's flat.
221B Baker Street. Although it's not 221B, is it?
No, the museum is 239 Baker Street.
Is there an actual 221B?
It used to be part of a bank. I think now it's an insurance company.
I see.
But we talked about that last time, the 221 Baker Street still actually gets mail.
Oh, that's so sweet. But for Sherlock Holmes fan, definitely, definitely go and visit if you in the future get a chance to go to London.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a great picture taken in front of the house, in front of the museum, because there is a copper, there's a policeman.
Yeah.
Dressed up in the period costume, like the policeman you would seen described in Sherlock Holmes novels.
Yeah. The only thing, it's not a cheap museum, though. It's about £15 per person to go and visit.
And it's a very small museum.
Very, very tiny. You can see it in about maybe 20 minutes at most.
我觉得更多是刷情怀去的。 Actually, there aren't that many interesting pieces in the museum. There aren't a lot of, like, exhibition because he never existed.
Yeah. How can you show exhibits of someone that never existed?
Exactly. It's not really like, look, these are the toothbrushes that Sherlock Holmes used.
Exactly. You can't do that.
But one great thing you can do in that museum is you can sit by his desk. And then write down your name or write something down and then have your friends or take a selfie of yourself. It's almost like you're in that.
It's more of a place to go to take a selfie, I would say. Post on your moments.
Definitely, definitely. But they do have a great museum shop.
Yeah.
That you can buy lots of Sherlock Holmes themed things, books and also like notebooks and all these souvenirs.
I think we will finish off there for today.
But
if there are any interesting museums that you have been to, maybe in London or anywhere else in the world, or even in China, that are a little bit quirky, let us know in a comment section.
Yeah, we would love to see some of your recommendations.
See you next time.
See you.
马上就到618了，你有什么计划？酒馆决定在周五，也就是6月18日晚上8点，在 CC Talk 上举行第11期进阶口语课程的结业展示，免费对所有人开放。随着11期的结业，酒馆第13期口语课程也正式开放报名。现在开始到6月18日报名，享受618特别优惠价的同时，还可以领取小酒馆铺子的50元购物优惠券。如果你的酒馆课程感兴趣，或者想来看酒馆学院的精彩演出，那就赶快联系小助手吧。微信号是 LULUXJG。LULU 就是露露， XJG 就是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。除了课程之外，618期间酒馆铺子还有各种满减活动和现金红包。不论你想提升口语还是想逛逛好吃好喝好玩，我们都在酒馆等你。